provide my every need. You were there when I was lonely. You were there in all my pain, guiding my footsteps and shelter from the rain. And it was you that made my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I sing. Jesus, I love you because you care.
You're the peace in my storm. Your loving arms protect me. You shelter me from harm. And it was you that made my life complete. You are to me my everything, and that is why I sing. Jesus, I love you because you care.
Jesus, I love you.
I love you.
Because Because you came,
I love you.
I couldn't imagine if you weren't there. Jesus, I love you.
Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Trudy. Christine. Praise the Lord. Next one.
Always.
Jesus, keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. That is who you are.
That is who you are.
That is who you are. That is who you
are. Amen. Good job. Good job, Zoe. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Appreciate all of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. We just thank God. Amen. Isn't he? He never stops working. When we think that he's silent, that's when he's doing his the most. Amen. Praise God. Brother John, could you help us take up our offering, please? Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
We certainly love you, Lord. Bless the tithes and offerings, Lord God. May be used for your honor and glory. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Key of F. Let's just sing this little song, Take Up Your Cross. Let's stand to our feet. Amen. I'm so. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Count the cost, take up your cross and follow Him. Once again, sing it unto Him now. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost, take up your cross and follow Him. One more time, sing it unto Him now. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Take up your cross every day. Don't be ashamed to say that you know Him. Just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him. Just count the cost. Oh, just count the cost. Take up your cross and follow Him. Give the Lord a clap of praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy. You know, this is the hour that you should definitely be taking that cross up even more. Might as well. Might as well. Nothing else to lean on to. Might as well just take up the cross and follow Him. Amen. How many are ready for the word? Amen. Let's just sing Open the Eyes of My Heart as Brother Chris comes. I'm looking forward to the word. Appreciate his wife being here with us, and appreciate each and every one of you being here with us today. Take up your... I'm sorry. I still want to take up my cross. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Oh, open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you. Yes, I want to see you, to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 high and lifted up. In the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Oh, holy, holy, holy.
Amen.
You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. I want to see you.
Amen. That's the truth. And I believe if you've got the right revelation, you can look around and see Him right next to you in the pew. Amen. While you're standing, I'd like you to take your Bibles and let's turn to St. Matthew 22. God bless you all. Thank you for the short break. We'll get back with it and I'll see if the Lord won't permit me to be able to bring this to some closure. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I think we realize by now, at least I do, that God's Word is eternal. Amen. And really, there's no end. Right. You see, we could be preaching these things back and forth and up and down and different dimensions and all kinds of patterns. And as long as it's God doing the inspiration and God behind it, there'll be no end to it. So the revelation is endless. It's so compound. And so we want to be able to allow ourselves to just settle down. Ask the Lord to open Himself up to us. Amen. Through the way of His Word. So if you've got Matthew 22, we'll get right down through a few of the verses and get you seated. It says like this, in verse 1, Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Let's pray. Father, Lord, I truly believe with all my heart, Lord, had these folks known the end result, Father, of them not coming, they would not have chosen that way, Lord. They would have wanted to come. They would have been encouraging each other to come, Lord. But in fact, the Bible says they did not come. So Father, there is a mandate and there has a proclamation has went out, Lord, that the place will be full. Lord, there will be people there who want to be there, Lord. I pray that you'd make that, Father, the zeal of our heart this evening, and help us, Lord, to settle ourselves down now and allow your word to speak to us, Father. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm just going to take off from this morning, if that's okay, without any lapse.
Amen.
Verse 4. Now we saw over in Luke 14 that a servant was sent. Very little was said about the servant, except that he was given a responsibility and a job to do, and he went out to do it, and he was rejected, flatly rejected. At the end of his ministry, we find out that there were some that showed up. Just very few compared to the amount of invitations that were sent out. So here we see now over here in Matthew 22, parable of the marriage feast, not just the great supper, that now it's a certain king, not a certain man. I wrote this down while I was considering things that the prophet said. A certain man, and you'll catch this after I get going, would represent his first coming. And a certain king would represent his second coming. And many of the things that Brother Branham had taught us were concerning the first coming compounding over to the second coming. It would be like Jesus in Luke 4 when he took the book and he went into the synagogue as was his custom and took the book and he read out of the book of Isaiah, right? And, but he only read 1.5 scriptures and then he stopped. All right. Now we realize that he's the God of his word. And his word does not stop. Why did Jesus stop in the middle of that scripture? Is because the second half of that scripture pertained to his second coming. And if you'll read on in Isaiah, you'll find out over there in the rest of those verses and in the next chapter that the reason that he didn't read the second half is because it did pertain to judgment. Know ye not that the saints will judge? How are we going to do it? We're not going to do it by sitting in a courtroom. I want you to understand this, and declaring what is right or wrong, what is righteous and unrighteous and so forth, what is good and bad. The way that the second half of that scripture is going to be fulfilled in Isaiah is by a body, but it's a many-membered body. And that body is the mystical body of Christ that we call the church and or the bride of Christ. And believe me, brothers and sisters, your life right now, if you're a believer, is judging everyone around you. Everyone in your family. Anybody you become acquainted with or becomes acquainted with you. Know ye not that the saints will judge. You see, God reserved that for his second coming. And I believe his second coming is here right now. It's just that the last member of that body apparently has not come in, or he is here. Do you believe he's here? Well, then for you who believe he's here, he's not coming, he's here. But it's a coming is a movement, an action, something that constantly is out, reaching out and looking for something. That last one. When that last one comes in, he'll take the book, we are told. And redemption is then over. Right? But that's his second coming. That I'm saying that for a purpose. Because over to me in Luke 14, it represented his first and his second coming, except there was a pause. You with me? I'm going to read to you how that pause happened out of blasphemous names is the right way to pronounce it, but you got to forgive me. I might not always say it just right. The brothers know that I want to start at page 41. There's no paragraphs in this old publication that I have, but now one more thing Brother Branham is going to say. These are his words. Now, one more thing. He's just preached blasphemous names, which really, if you get the gist of this message along with stature of the perfect man, was about how you received and how you were sealed with the Holy Ghost. Did you realize that? They tie together perfectly. At the first of this message, he talks about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and it's not correctly taught, he says. And the reason it wasn't correctly taught in his day, and much of the day we live in is because what people don't realize, there's a lot that goes with it. They don't realize there's so much that goes with it. They'll say, baptism the Holy Ghost, I've reached the summit, I'm all done. No. The prophet said, you're just getting started. Why? Because the baptism of the Holy Ghost has lots of intricate working parts with it. He says, like the automobile. Points, plugs, coils. It's got suspension. It's got exhaust. It's got fuel delivery. It's got spark. It's got, you can go down the list. It's got a body. It's even got wheels within wheels. You see? So we all want to simplify it. And when I say simplify it, I don't mean it's difficult. I mean you have to go through the process. What we want to do is we want to pull up short. I appreciate the specials that were sung, especially the one that said, he don't stop. He don't stop. You see, I read to you earlier today out of is this the sign of the end, sir? Up a hill, down a hill, up a hill, down a hill, and he disappeared. Well, he disappeared, but God don't stop. That's the whole gist of what I'm trying to convey to you, is that God don't stop. The message don't stop. Revelation don't stop. Somebody asked me what we were going to do when we got to heaven. I said, well, the first thing I'm going to do is rest and walk around and visit with folks. And that might take 10,000 or 15 or 20. I don't know how many thousands of years it's going to take. It really doesn't matter to me. Right. Yeah, but then what are you going to do? Well, revelation isn't going to stop. God don't stop.
Right.
It's hard for us to imagine how that could be, because we're creatures that began, at least in this form, and we can see that we might have an end.
Yeah.
But the true believer don't stop.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
So out of blasphemous names, he says it like this. Bear with me. Now one more thing. Will you permit me for it to be said, day before yesterday morning, you'll notice on the board out there a vision. I like the fact that Brother Branham was so bold and so confident that when he had a vision, put it on the bulletin board. Now maybe that vision hadn't come to pass yet, but he still put it on the bulletin board. Right? I had a vision. It was about 5 o'clock, as my wife back there knows, or 6, I woke up. We got up to get the children ready to go to school. I want you to notice this. This is God's prophet. He's going to go into a vision, but he ain't, you know, on top of the mountain with his legs crossed in a yoga. He's just doing his daily chores. He's helping his wife get the kids ready for school. And the Spirit of the Lord comes down. I just have these now and then. You all know, every one of you here, they never fail. I believe that. They never fail. Because they were God. They weren't the man. He didn't give himself the vision now. They're absolutely perfect. They never fail. And I thought I was the happiest person I ever seen. Why? Because he was standing in the sun. S-U-N. And was preaching the gospel to a large mammoth congregation. I just wanted to see if it was being taped. He said, a large mammoth congregation, and they were setting in a forest, and streaks of the sun was shining down on them, but just here and there. Getting it. Getting the word.
Amen.
And I'm, as usual, always too long, too late, preach too long, and I preach so long until the congregation become hungry for physical food. And some of them got tired, so they just got up and went out to get them some food, started going out, and I said, don't. Do you remember something like that over in, is this the sign of the end time, sir?
Yeah.
Huh? You look on this, and people just got weary or whatever happened to them, and they started wandering off. But here he says, don't. I had two climaxes I wanted to meet. I wanted to meet in my sermon. Now, don't you find it interesting, brethren, that he didn't say three? And the Lord had given to me, and any preacher knows, when you really know it's God give it to you, you're just burning to tell the people. And I was just a preaching, Charlie, just as hard as I could preach, just laying it on, you know, and saying all these great things. And that was this, what God's doing. Look at this. He discerns the thoughts of the heart. What is it? The word, and going on like that. And oh, I wish I could remember. Now this blows me away. Oh, I wish I could remember what I was saying, what my text was. Are you kidding me? He got a vision from the Lord and he seen himself preaching, but he didn't know what he was preaching. It was the Lord preaching through him. But when he would try to remember what was said, he couldn't remember it. He couldn't bring it back up. I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't him preaching. It was the Lord preaching through him. That's going to make a point here one of these days. All right? Now, I'm not demeaning the prophet, so don't you get offended. I'm being realistic about what I'm reading. He was preaching the house down and he couldn't remember what he was saying. Most preachers don't hesitate to give you the whole message. You know what I mean? You should have heard me. What was my text was, I can't think of it, see, but I was just preaching away and I was watching myself do it. And then that's interesting. When I was standing there looking, he was watching himself do it. Well, I thought he was doing it. In a way he was, and in a way he wasn't. When I was standing there looking and watching myself preach it, and I was just a preaching to who wouldn't have it. Isn't that an interesting saying? That must be from the South. Why in the world would you preach to somebody who wouldn't have it? Okay. Apparently they wouldn't have it because we're going to find out they got up and left. Can you imagine? After a bit, I raised up, you know, and I thought, glory to God. I said, look at these wonderful things and this and that. Directly, I noticed the people begin to get like they was physically hungry. You know what happens when you don't get spiritually filled? You get physically hungry. So they had enough spiritual, so they started. Let's read that again. Are you with me? They had enough spiritual? I can't get enough. So they started walking away and some of them, Brother Branham yawns. To illustrate, started walking away and I thought, what's the matter with everybody? Brothers and sisters, there ain't a day goes by when I don't think that. What is the matter with everybody? And I looked here and saw some young couples, praise the Lord, going along to my side, and I stopped and I said, just a minute, friends, just a minute. You'll be back again when the evening shadows fall. Is that what it says? Amen. Can I point out to you that the word shadows is plural?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right.
In Luke 14, it was a shadow servant. But in Matthew 22, we have plural. We have servants. Servants cast shadows. A servant only cast a shadow.
Amen. Right. Right. Right.
Now we're not taken away from the prophet now. But something's happening. You see, he decreased so something could increase. He left the scene. Why? Because the people that were surrounding him were seeing more light than they could manage. And it was beginning to blind them. Far be it from God to allow his work to blind his own people, yet Israel was blinded for our sakes. Why? Israel decided that they would take on other gods. You see how it works? It looks like it all falls on God and he's the one who done it. No, they were blinded by God because they elected other gods. That's what happens in this age. Blind Laodicea is blind because she chooses other ways than the ways of the Lord. Now, his ways are mysterious. His ways are beyond understanding and comprehension by the human mind. But they're his ways nonetheless. You still with me? I said, you'll be back again. I want you to notice he didn't say, I'll be back again. You'll be back again, but let me give you this first climax. First pull, second pull, third pull. It's a first climax. It's a second climax. It's a third climax. Where does all these things come from that I've showed you? Where are they from? I said, here they are. They're in the Word of God, and they are, thus saith the Lord, His promise. Because I said, all of you bear me record, witness this, that my commission is stay with the Word. I said, what's the matter with all of you? Can't you understand the Word? You must understand it. Now that goes right along with your t-shirt, Brother Samuel. But as I read these things, I see something in here. Maybe you don't see it, and if I'm wrong, I'll accept it. But what I see is the prophet again trying to explain the first climax. What about this? What about this? What about that? What about... And the people are like, yeah, I'm hungry. Uh-huh. And someone said, man, I'd like to have some biscuits. And some like that. I want you to understand now that this is a vision. You know, these things are symbolic and they're also real. People want biscuits. I'm going to tell you right now, I want prime rib. I want baked potato with the works. Oh, I'll take a biscuit. But that's not what I'm hungry for. Huh? Man shall not live by biscuits alone. Bread alone. Right? But look at the condition. Look at the condition of the people. He said, well, I just thought, well, glory to God, if they want biscuits, let them go get them. So I turned around and I thought, oh, but you know what? The shadows, plural, is going to fall after a while, right away. And I said, then tonight when that congregation gathers in again, now I put the climax to them, told them that the things that they have seen me do is found in the Word of God, not in some mythical book or some organization. It's found in the Word. Okay? Every bit of it in the Word, because I'm commissioned to that. And I thought, you know, they'll everyone be back tonight. So here's what I'll do. I'll background. That's what Jesus done on the road to Emmaus, by the way. Kind of background. You know, the way I do it on these church ages and things and say what I said before, I'll background it on the Word and then this great, marvelous climax. I said, what a time it'll be. Praise be to God. Now, he saw something. He saw something in this. And I seen myself. Watch now. Watch how this fits in with over here, up a hill, down a hill, up a hill, down a hill. Getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Wait a minute. It'll be praise be to God. And I seen myself getting real little. You know why? Because God won't give His glory to another. There ain't no one man taking God's glory. But one man can be the glory of God. But he ain't taking God's glory. And heard that, praise be to God, and I seen myself fading up. Not out. Fading up like that, and here I was, standing there. Now here's the interpretation thereof. See, the first thing that I have done, the things that's been done has been mystical to the people, most of them. I don't mean the full gospel and saints of God, but I mean to most of the people. Does that not sound like St. Luke 14? That servant went out and they just couldn't accept him. Okay? And you never want to look at the world cosmos as the message of God. When you go in, you say, like Bose, I'm reading this for a purpose. Mattson Bose, of course his name Bose, I've always said I had a dream years ago that the God would send me to Chicago and shake Chicago for the glory of God. I said, Joseph. Watch it now. He's already done it. He's already sent his servant. Listen to how it ended up. Why, he said they haven't been shaken since Moody. This is Bose. And Brother Bam says that. I'm talking about the church. Listen to what he says. That's cannon fodder out there. Ooh. Again, you see, God sent his servant. And they rejected him. And they could not come in. Cannon fodder, he called them. Okay? That's just dust of the earth, that bunch cramming through the streets, painted Jezebels and everything. I said, that's out there. Them big old lodges and things will crumble, fall into the streets in there. I said, he's talking about the church. The church has seen the revelation of Jesus Christ made manifest and they recognize it. They may not be 15 out of Chicago. Man, that was a big city. It's still a big city. 15! Remember, go into the highways and the hedges. Compel them. There may be 10 in this congregation out of the whole city of Chicago come forth. Did you ever think of that? As it was in the days of Noah, so will it be in the, at the coming of the Son of Man, wherein 8 souls were saved. How many come out of Sodom? See what I mean? I doubt being a handful. See. But the church itself has received the shaking. They've recognized it. They know the word. They seen the word when it was being materialized. And they caught it. Now look at that for a minute. Well, let's take a minute. Amen. Remember something, brothers and sisters, that the church and the bride are only one and the same when the bride is in it. But we find out over in Revelations, 17 or 18, that the church itself then has a shaking. You see, Chicago was shook here. And those that did not accept the invitation were cannon fodder. And then there was more calls and more pulls and more preaching made, more manifestations, more signs, wonders, and miracles, and a handful, almost, caught it. He said, that's the church. Yeah. It'll be a small group, he would always say. Fear not, little flock. Yeah. Right. See? But now watch what's going to happen. That was under the servant. Yes, at the end of Luke 14, there were people that finally decided through the much labor of that servant to come to the great supper. What they didn't realize is they hadn't arrived yet. Because it's not just the great supper to them. That's what it looks like and that's what it was called and that's what they came for. But then they heard a cry saying, come out of her, my people. Be not partakers, you see. So we're not finished yet. That was just the church. The bride has to come through the church. But she don't stay in the church. She becomes an invincible army. She becomes him. She becomes the word made manifest. She becomes Christ as he is in a mystical body. Woo! That's a handful. And we can say it. I can preach it. I believe it. But when is it going to manifest? Well, I'd say that's in God's time because I'm ready. You ready? Then we need to pray for the last one or ones to come ready. Who makes her ready? Over in the book of Revelations, it says she has made herself ready. You see, but it was based on the message that the first servant brought. What he was really bringing, and they didn't want any part of at first, was the garment. They didn't want all the word. They only wanted the part of the word that fit them. So they began to make excuses of why they wasn't coming. And they were lame duck excuses. Written up by a quack doctor. I bought some land. I better go see what I bought. Huh? I bought some oxen. I better see if they can even stand on their own 4 feet. I bought a wife. Have no idea whether she can cook or clean or what she looks like or whether she loves me or not or what. That's all you get. He bought a wife. Had to go check it out. That's, brothers and sisters, whether you realize it, that's what the church was doing under the first call, under what we would call the first coming. Now, it wasn't the first coming of Jesus Christ, but it was, as I was talking to Brother Samuel, and I'll be careful, I agree with him that Brother Branham is not the sheaf, but the ministry of Jesus Christ through Brother Branham was the sheaf wave offering, stating that this is one member of the body of Christ, and this is what the body of Christ is going to look like, so every other member will do these works. No, we won't take the position of the prophet. That's not what it's saying. But we'll become members of the same body that performs the same actions. Now, brothers and sisters, you may not be one of the God hath placed some in the fivefold ministry, but if you sit in a church where God hath placed one, you're good. Because the spirit that's on that office will permeate throughout that congregation. And that congregation now becomes a part of that part of the body. Therefore, you yourself, listen careful, and I'm not impugning or demeaning signs, wonders, and miracles. I believe they can happen in each and every life. I believe that you as a believer can perform any one of them at God's chosen time by faith. It takes faith. But even if you've never seen a sign, wonder, and miracle, and you're part of the body that performs them, you're good. You with me? And you could be bad, as we're going to find out. And if you stay in this body, the only thing that'll keep you from glory is how you're dressed. In the word. If you believe, you don't have to understand all this word, you just have to believe it. Now here's what happens in the world we live in. As you believe, as you receive, you become the very word you don't understand. Come on. Can I ask you a serious question? Is anybody in the house understand themselves completely? I know you don't, because the prophet of God's wife said, Billy, them people don't understand you. And he said, I don't understand myself. But the revelation of Jesus Christ in your soul gives you the confidence that if you don't know it yet, you will. And if you never know it, it's because God didn't show it to you, and it won't matter in your walk. You still with me? All right, let's keep going. Oh, I'm going to get over to Matthew 22 and close on that one. All right. Now, where did I leave off now? Okay, but the church itself has received the shaking. They've recognized it. They know the word. They've seen the word when it was being materialized, and they caught it. Now, look at that for a minute. Does that sound familiar? Paragraph 133 and sirs, look on this. Now remember, what he asked them to look on was not written on yet. It was white stone. It was inside the pyramid. It's all right if I preach under inspiration, isn't it? Oh, where is that quote? You know, it's something that's in us. Could it be something that's in us?
Yeah.
Remember Brother Branham preaching on that? Now I'll have to think real hard. I got it written in here, but I'm not going to take the time to look through and find it. Oh, recognizing your day and its message. Paragraph 72. The rapture is at hand. Is it something that's inside us? That's part of us? Look at this white stone. Not written on yet because light hadn't shined on it because it wasn't time. And the reason why that God hadn't let light shine on it and keep it unwritten is so that the enemy could not get a hold of it and begin to try to manipulate, mimic, interpret. You understand what I'm saying? And imposter it. The third pool will not have any mimics. There will be no imposters. There will be no impersonators. It will be the real deal. Okay? And I, Brother Samuel and I were talking, and at 100%, the third pull is the opening of the word. I believe that with all my heart, but the opening of the word brings repercussions. You understand what I'm saying? Like for instance, Brother Brandon would say, it's to the totally lost, but it's for the bride. Okay, I know I'm paraphrasing, but I'm close. You with me? So the same word, and I know I have that written down here somewhere, I believe in questions and answers on the seals, Brother Branham says the same gospel that's being preached to you tonight will condemn those who reject it. The same, do you see? The same word. It's not two different words. It's not two different sentences. They're not even worded differently. They're worded exactly the same way, but one of them cuts off and one of them cuts in. Right? Still with me? All right. I'm going to lose track of time, but I'll speed along as fast as I can. Thank you. It's like throwing the dog a bone. All right. Let me find out where I was at again. You see, in my old book, there's no paragraphs. All right? I had two climaxes I wanted to meet. No, the church itself has received the shaking. Now, and this first message, when they'd see it, so they would see it, when they'd see it, everybody rallied for it and said, oh, glory to God, oh, if I could see this, that, and the other, and they'd go right away the same way they came in. The first message. The first climax. Did you realize that you can hear the first message by putting a tape, if you still have one, in your tape player and turning it on? I want you to get this. Everybody rallied for it. Oh, glory to God. Oh, I could see this, that, and the other. Yeah, a lot of different viewpoints and revelations came into play. Whenever there was not the prophet there to say, wait a minute, or ho, or that's good, that's right, that's wrong. See? And they'd go right away the same way they came in. See, and now they think, well, I don't know. Listen to, look at the stages. Look at the pulls. Now, when you're thinking of pull, you're thinking of first one is healing, the second one is discernment of, but remember, brothers and sisters, these servants in Matthew 22 also have three pulls. They're not different than the pulls that God has always used. I want you to catch that. But God uses his mystical body in a particular way, because it's a representative of his bride, and she will act and do exactly like he has commanded for it to be done. She will not miss a revelation. She will be right on the cutting edge, because we found out that she is him. Is that right? That's a quote. All right, now watch this. Now watch the mindset. Well, I don't know. Where would you join? If I don't come with this, it'll be this way. And I'll be kicked out over here. And I won't have nothing to do here. I mean, these things, this is exactly what's going on today in the minds and the hearts of people. And it's a climax. And brethren sit down and say, well, what would I do if I see there? They won't stop long enough. They won't stop long enough to recognize it's the word that God promised being manifested. They won't stop long enough. Luke, you don't have to put it up, brothers, but Luke 14:17 sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are ready. And they with all one consent began to make excuse. Don't you see? That's what's going on here. They won't stop long enough to recognize it's the word that God promised. I believe they recognize it's God's word, but not the one that was promised for their very hour. That's what happened to Jesus' first coming. He was the word of God being made manifest, but they rejected the manifestation of it. That God promised being manifested, see, and they walked away. But don't worry, the shadows, plural, are close at hand. See? Now, it looked like in Chicago, where did he say? Barely a hand? I doubt being a handful. Down here, the shadows are close at hand. It says, when I returned to the field, you remember the other night of the message that he gave me back yonder? When I was laying the cornerstone, just exactly said, do the work, said, when you come out of this vision, read 2 Timothy 4, you know it's laying right there in the cornerstone 33 years ago. He said, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry, for the time will come when they will not endure.
Right.
Doesn't say doctrine. It says sound doctrine. Sound, meaning firm, meaning correct, meaning appropriate, and also airwaves. Sound doctrine. But after their own lusts shall heap teachers, having itching ears, turn from fable, from truth unto fables. It hasn't been just word, if that hasn't been just word by word. But remember then the other night when I never did read the rest of it. This is the part I read all this to get to this right here. The 30-something years that I've preached in this tabernacle, never one time. Now I want to ask you a question. We're all visioning Brother Branham preaching in Branham Tabernacle. But I also believe all scripture and all prophecy is compound, and he's also standing in his tabernacle. The 30-something years that I've preached in this tabernacle, never one time did I ever go any further than that, and I don't know why. This is God's prophet, and that is something that God did not acknowledge nor reveal to him. But he did do what God told him to do up to that point. You with me? I often wondered, till one day I seen where Jesus picked up the scroll and began to read, now that is in Luke 4, and read half of the prophecy and stopped and said there in Capernaum, he said, and this day, this prophecy's fulfilled. Why didn't he read the rest of it? It pertains to his second coming. All right, Matthew 22, verse 4. The first set of servants went out to call them that were bidden, and they would not come. Verse 4 says, and again he sent forth other servants. Not the same ones. Remember what Brother Branham said in that vision? Little birds, beat up. Lots of them. Then the second round was a little bit bigger birds. Okay. Sent forth other servants saying, tell them which are bidden. Here we go to the same group. Tell them which are bidden. You see, they're still adhering to God sent a prophet. Tell them which are bidden. Behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed. All things are ready. Come unto the marriage. I want you to notice that God left that portion of the word to the servants. The servants took what the servant brought and began to reveal the menu. This says this, and this means that, and this ties in with this, and this is over here. You see, he brought the gold nuggets, but the servants are now polishing them. And they're beginning to see the reflection of something in them, and that reflection is beginning to identify what it is. Are you with me? Prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, the things are ready. You won't find that over there in Luke 14. But they made light of it. And went their way. I could just imagine I've been made fun of. Oh, come on, brother. I mean, I've been told this. We don't preach the seven seals. You don't? What good are they then? Why did God send the revelation of the seven seals? Why did he take all that time to work his way up to the seals and then continue to minister about the seals afterwards? What do you mean you don't need the seals? Well, this is what I told him at the end of the conversation. Well, you may not, but I do. They made light of it. And went their ways. That's right. Notice their ways. All right? It's their revelation. It wasn't the one that God sent through Peter. It was their. Some say you're Elias. Some say you're this. Some say you're their ways. See? One to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant, who's the remnant? And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. And as I was talking to Brother Wade today, I mentioned this. And another brother, you know that you don't have to kill somebody today to slay them. You just have to work their influence onto the negative side of the tracks. Brother Branham said this, and you're killing their influence, which is the same thing as destroying them. Look at the world we live in. That's what's going on in the world we live in. A man will stand up and try his best to maintain whatever principles that seem right. And brother, sister, they'll kill his influence quicker than they. That's called the cancel culture. And it's coming our way. It's just that when they try to shut us up, close us up, we're going up. I put the shut up in there because they want to stop the preaching of the gospel. Right? If they can't stop the preaching of the gospel, they'll close off the buildings and they'll begin to send out spies. I was talking to a little sister yesterday and she said it's called See and Say, I think. A commercial on the radio. See and Say. You're supposed to turn your neighbor in now. Did you know that? Did you know this government wants you to turn your neighbor in? For kicking the cat. For abusing the dog. That's right. What people don't realize is that's how Hitler got his power. They call them brown shirts. Okay. Do I care about politics? Nope. But I want everybody to understand there's two horns on one head. One of those is politics and one of those is religion. And Brother Branham says politics has got into the church and church has got into the politics. Falling apart of the world in there talking about Nixon. You can get it. Still with me. Who better hurry up? But when the king, now we're getting back to the king. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Did you notice something? They all come from one town. Ooh. Then saith he to his servants, no, again, it's plural. This is the third time. This is their opportunity for a pull. The wedding is ready. But they which were bidden were not worthy. Not worthiness in the way of the way they dressed or the way they carried it. They rejected the word of God through the other servants. Rejected it. They'd have no part of it. And brothers and sisters, in just a second, we're going to prove that it's the same exact message. These servants are preaching the same message as the servant over in Luke 4, as the prophet preached. The fivefold ministry that God hath placed is going to preach and is preaching and will preach the same message. But because the prophet of God said if time were to go on, there would be more light. Not a different light. I like to say that. More light on the same word. Well, it's kind of like this. Greater works than these shall ye do because I go to my Father. Brother Branham corrected that and said it's not greater, but more. Why? Because there's more of us. It's servants now. It's not just the servant. And don't be afraid. This word has got to become that real in your life. It's got to become so real that you become not a mimic, not a parrot, but a carbon copy of what's already been sent. It's not a new word. It's not a different word. It's just that as time goes on, more light shines on what never has had light on it before and becomes manifest, and it scares the people to death. Because if they don't understand it, they think it's some kind of a mystic, you know what I mean? Some kind of mysterious, ooh, it's witchcraft. Oh, it's spiritualism. Oh, it's not if that person's life is walking the walk and talking the talk. You with me? I'll finish. Watch this. The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. Here's the same message. Go to the highways. All right? Find them. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. So you see, brothers and sisters, it's not how bad and or good you are. It's whether you receive the call. Because what'll happen is if you receive this call in your soul, what you think is good and what you're doing that's bad will find its way into the middle of the road. And you'll be just like him. You don't think that they didn't call him bad? Beelzebub, they called him. King of the devils. Here's a certain king. But he's working in a different way. They went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Praise the Lord. Because I was one of those. And when the king came in to see the guests, here we go. You talked about the coming of the Lord. Now the Lord has arrived. And he has arrived. I want you to see the timeline. He's arrived to see the guests. He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. This is previous to the rapture then, isn't it? And he saith unto him, friend. You see, he still wanted him to come in. He just wanted him to come in right. Friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment on? Now, the Lord knows how this man got in there. But what he's looking for is the man's answer. He's giving him an opportunity just like he gave Cain. Cain, why are you so wroth? You just do what your brother did to get my confidence. And you're good. Oh, no. Cain got jealous like his daddy. And his daddy was not Adam. And what did he do? Slew that servant. How camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Do you know why? I got this written. I wrote this down. He had no revelation of how he got there. Therefore, he could not express to the king how the garment got where it was supposed to be. He was speechless. He couldn't say nothing because he had nothing to say. But you get somebody in a corner who's got revelation and they'll talk their way right out of that corner. Preaching all the way. Is that right? Then said the king to the servants, bind them hand and foot. Take them away, cast them into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. What is the remnant of verse 6? It would have to be the foolish virgin, because down here in verse 13, Brother Branham tells us that the foolish virgin is cast into outer darkness. That doesn't mean they're cast out into space. That means they become speechless. No light can reach there. Amen. They'll have nothing to say, so they'll run for their lives. When they're confronted by the authorities who are out looking for you and me, and guess what, brothers and sisters? We are gone. Did you know the prophet of God said it like this, that you could be sitting next to somebody, or you could be that somebody sitting next to somebody, and they're receiving it and you're not? Let's not find ourselves like that. You see, because then you'll become speechless. And all that God has for his children that might be for you would be set aside, and it would become outer darkness. There's a place in the message where Brother Branham says, now there are so many, just so many places set it, allotted. And if you don't take your place, this is what he says, someone will take it for you. Please stand. There's oh so much more, but that's where I want to stop right there. You love him.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you still love me. Yes, that's right. I love him. Oh, I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation.
Now come and reap the benefits of it. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me. Just my salvation. You have a need, let's give it all to God and let Him take care of all our needs and problems. That just have a need, and we'll pray one for another. Tell our brother how much appreciated. Let's give him a good hand. We appreciate him coming. Appreciate his wife coming down with him and fellowshipping with us for a few days, and just have a good time doing that. So you tell him how much you appreciate the word, because that's what we do. We appreciate that. All other things can amount to nothing, but the word is the real thing. Amen. So make sure you tell him that. And then remember, Brother Aaron will be ministering Wednesday. And just pray the Lord would bless. Any other? Nothing else. Okay. All right. Father, we thank you for a night, a day, a time that we could come together, Father, and just sit down and listen to somebody else talking. Yeah. We do a lot of talking ourselves, Lord, a lot of preaching, a lot of things. And that's well and good. But when you can hear somebody preach what's in your heart, it so thrills the soul and makes us feel so wonderful to be able to walk together in you. We love you and we thank you. May we this our brother and sister as they're traveling along our Lord Tuesday and up to Brother Forney's and then some more traveling from there. You bless them. You take care of them. You supply their every needs and you give them a good safe journey and make all things well. We love you. Bless the people here as we go on our way, going home. You take care of everybody. Give a safe journey, Lord. May all be well. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.